holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5699. Baruch Hashem, the first day of Elul Tavshin Zayin, Baruch Shalom Bracha. The Rebbe says, I'm confirming receiving your letter from the 21st of Menachem Av. Now this was after vacation. We'll see, the Rebbe is pained by the fact because that they didn't stay in touch with their students throughout the vacation time. The Rebbe says, pains me that it appears from your letter that the teachers that teach the Reshet in the network didn't connect with the students of the network during all of the vacation days. So the Rebbe says, although we know we don't yell about the past, and so you come all over, we don't complain and yell about what took place in the past. But the Rebbe says, I pray that now, while there is still time, you should sort of consult one another amongst yourself how to stand in connection during the coming vacation. The Rebbe says, when I say coming vacation, I'm not talking about a whole year next summer. I'm not talking about the long vacation of the summer vacation, but how to influence on the students, the boys, the girls, during their vacation from school, during the months that we learn, which means Shabbos, Yom Tov, and similar, there should be a connection from the school to the students, even when they're not in school. Sometimes they provide homework, they provide parsha sheets, they provide various different ways to stay connected with the school so that there is no interruption, really. That Rebbe suggests you should consult and figure out how to stay connected. Now, this person writing to the Rebbe, they took a class, but also a class for teachers, for improvement, for teaching. And I guess after you go through the class, there is an exam. So he writes to the Rebbe that the exams for the courses that he learned, he didn't go to the test. He didn't take the test. He went to the courses, didn't take the test. Why didn't he take the test? So the Rebbe says, even after reading your reasonings that you write about it, I don't understand why you didn't go. Certainly, the Rebbe said, that wouldn't harm if you went. Maybe you would have been successful in some of the tests, maybe in all of them. And the Rebbe says, we see in many cases, Rebbe says, you should go. Don't be afraid. This that you write, that you have a weak memory, the Rebbe says, that's only the advice of the Yetzer. He is trying, his job is to make the person lazy, push him into laziness. And he finds all kinds of excuses and strange reasonings. And the Rebbe says, telling you that you can't do it, you won't be able to do it, is just to get you to not to do it. But he says, the Rebbe says, no. You could have tried, and you could, maybe you would have passed some, maybe you would have passed it all. And the Rebbe says, for sure, at least you will go to the exams that are going to be taking place soon. And in the meantime, the Rebbe says, what do you need to do if you want to be successful? You got to study. So that takes work. So in the meantime, the Rebbe says, you should do what's necessary to be successful in it. And the Rebbe says, don't think about it. Remove your mind that you're not capable, your memory, etc. Don't think about it. Basically, you are capable, you are memorize, do put in the work, put in the effort. It's easy to make you lazy by telling you things. That's what the Yetzer Hara is trying to do. The Rebbe wants him to go to the test, I guess, then maybe get the diploma, etc., etc. So, he also asked the Rebbe, what exactly is in the matters, what's his exact position in the Reshit? What should he do in the Reshit? So the Rebbe says, with regards to this, it's written, Utshuva Beroiv Yoyitz, meaning, you got to get together with many of the people there, and you should get, you know, salvation comes from the advice of the many. Get to see what they say. Because the Rebbe said a person is always, close, and it's him. He has a motive. You have your personal motives, and you're close, so you may not always be the best judge of what needs to be done. So the Rebbe says the way it works, you should come before the board or before the group. You suggest your reasonings and your what you figured out, your own self, and then we rely on the decision of the majority, who's to them, they are concerned with what's best for the institutions, that it's precious to them, and we let the majority decide. You present your case, what you think, for the majority, for the people there, and then let the majority decide. Don't decide. So the Rebbe says, even if you're just beginning your position, so when you pay attention, the proper attention, and you reflect the responsibility of the matter, it will be corrected. Again, I'm assuming that he wrote to the Rebbe, that he is maybe, he's not just asking what you do, but his position over there was sort of, I don't know, maybe he didn't get along, or maybe he didn't think he can do better. I'm not sure what exactly, but the Rebbe says you got to consult with the other people who care about this institution. It's there, and you tell them what you think, and go by their decision. And so the Rebbe says, even though you're just starting, but with the proper attention, it'll be corrected, I guess, whatever they wrote there about. But the Rebbe said it's difficult to instruct from afar away, especially the Rebbe says, there's no need to it. I don't need to go and rule and everything. Make the decision locally, and that's the way it should be. The Rebbe blesses him for success in his general matters as well, and in his work, which is the work of Melech HaShemayim, the work of Hashem, holy work. That way, through that, will also be added success in his personal matters and all of his family, Sheyichyo. And as the sages say, the more you add, Hashem adds. You add more, the Eibishter gives you more. With blessing for Achsimba v'Achsimba Toiva. So, the Rebbe tells him to follow the advice of the majority and do so. And you suggest to them your opinion and then go by what they make the decision. The Rebbe is not happy that he didn't take the tests for the courses that he did, but the Rebbe says you do so from here on. And the Rebbe said, stop saying that you're not capable, that you don't have memory. Stop saying that you are capable, you have memory. You just, you know, want to get away. You don't want to study. That's hard. So you say that the Eitzah. Study properly and you will be successful.